Our next performance is a speaker. Mark Giordani had a near-death experience. Many of you probably know what this is. It's been popularized in the press. It's where a person actually dies, experiences the other side, and then is revived by modern medicine. Mark Giordani is here, and he will now share some vivid scenes and memories from his experience.
Thank you, Bob. Good evening. That was beautiful singing. It was wonderful. It's very enjoyable. I feel good about that. I want to give my applause. You're going to hear a little bit about my experience. I'm going to tell you a little bit about, probably a little bit what I'm going to say is going to be very similar to what you heard in the last song you did, Namaste. My name is Mark Giordani. I'm 34 years old, and I think it's very difficult to tell by the looks of someone what type of life experience they've had. I'm sure many of you didn't make your way into this room without pain. I think many of you probably made it into this room today because of your pain or through your pain. For those of you who didn't, welcome. For those of you who did, welcome to you also. I have had chronic illness for 14 years, and approximately 3.5 years ago, during a surgery, I had a near-death experience. I've had 3 near-death experiences, and although I've spoken about them in a few different places at length, I've never tried to speak about them without length. For those of you who know me, some of you in this room might know that typically when I speak, I can speak for as long as 7 hours about near-death experiences. That's my record, is 7 hours. So we're going to try to do this in 10 minutes. It's going to be tricky. There's a lot I'd love to share with you. For those of you, does anyone here know what a near-death experience is? A lot of you? Okay, great. Well, I'm going to just sort of give you a very abbreviated version of what happened to me, so you just get a sense of that. While laying on a surgical table, I was given a drug, and as sort of perhaps a reaction to that drug, no one's really sure exactly what happened. I found myself in a place that was very unlike any experience that I've had here on Earth. Now, when I say I find myself in a place, I literally mean me. And I'm also telling you that at that moment, I died. So, for some of you, it might be odd to think, how could this guy possibly have been still me when he was dead? Well, to start, I'd like to just tell you where it ends. When you go, you don't end. You're always here. You never die. You continue forever. When I went into this place, I came upon a dark void. And in that void, there was grayness and terror. I felt a sense of fear and emptiness that I had not experienced before. Possibly because everything was on my side, possibly because everything is always on our side, despite the fact we may not know that. I went from this very gray place to a place of far more peace and comfort. I accepted my own death by participating in my own Catholic wake. I experienced my wake and my death from the perspective of the casket. I was able to look out from the casket and see my parents standing before me as they mourned my death. And I was able to look beyond my parents and see other friends and family members. And I was able to smell the flowers, the lilies that were present at the wake at that time. That's not an experience that we often talk about. It's hard for me to come up and tell you that that happened and not feel like you might think I'm just a little strange. Well, that experience did happen, and it was as real to me as it is being in this room speaking with all of you. In fact, it might be more real to me than the experience of speaking to all of you in this room. After I accepted my death, I left sort of earthly scenes, and I went into a large white tunnel. And that tunnel, right prior to its opening, had a television set upon which there were over 1 million channels. Now, I didn't count them, I didn't need to count them, but what I can tell you is that those channels flipped very rapidly. My soul gained all of the knowledge that was present to be had in the universe. It was all the knowledge from the beginning of time to the end of time. I'm going to come into the light. It was It was after gaining all the knowledge, I entered a white tunnel. And that tunnel was a passageway. And it was long, rectangular tunnel, just like a tunnel you might find walking down the corridor of a hospital or somewhere like that. And in that tunnel were cutouts, just like these cutouts here in this window here. If you pretend that window wasn't there, I was able to look down through that window and see these absolutely magnificent and vibrant, splendiferous, jubilant scenes of flowers and rivers and streams. The beauty was so present, it was infusing me with itself. Here, when we see something beautiful, we marvel at it and we appreciate it. There, when we see something beautiful, it's as if that beauty is making love to us. It's a magnificent experience of beauty. From that experience of beauty, I rose higher into these tunnels accompanied by sounds of zooming, rising higher, moving up higher into the place where I saw beings, other beings, beings a lot like you. They didn't have eyes, and they didn't have hands, they didn't have feet, and they didn't have smiles. They were radiant, clear, translucent beings. Their head or their face might look like that of a contact lens. Think of a round, clear lens. That might be a head. And these beings refracted light. They bounced light from them, and they bounced light all around them. These beings are what is inside of us. It's what's trapped in our souls. But there, we got to take off our costume. We got to unzip and get naked and come out and say, look at me, this is me. We were these beings of light. After meeting those beings, I converged with their maker. And I looked down this tunnel. And as I looked to that tunnel, I saw in the distance, or shall I say it saw me. I saw the most magnificently warm, radiant source of all that is. It was the energy, it was the furnace, it was the power, it was, call it the nuclear reactor without any of the danger. It was everything that could be that drives and creates the energy that not only animates us, but animates everything around this universe. In the presence of that absolutely luminescent light, I felt safety, I felt security, I felt intense warmth, I felt alive, I felt mental clarity, I felt jubilantly and ecstatically joyous. I felt like I was home. Here I was in the most unfamiliar place, or what place would have been the most unfamiliar place to me. And yet, it was deja vu. Somehow it felt so familiar to me. It's where I'd come from. And it's where I revisited. I came back from the light with so many answers to so many questions. And I came back from that light also with so many more questions. Probably the most important question is, why on earth, after having suffered from 10 years of chronic illness, why on earth, with all the suffering I'd experienced, would I possibly have to come back to here, into this darkness? Why have I been put back down here to experience this grayness and this blackness and this lack of clarity and this depression and this pain? Why do I have to go through this stage? Why am I here to experience this? Perhaps these are questions you've asked yourself. I wondered where the light was here. It took me about 3, maybe 3.5 years from that experience before I started to get glimmers of answers, little tidbits of knowledge, little flickers of information along the way. And I thought, wait, the light that was there, maybe it's not just there. One day I went to sleep with all sorts of questions. That was my near-death experience. I woke up with all sorts of answers. And what I've found since the time of this experience is that that light that was there, that place of home, that source of unconditional love, it is here. I woke up and looked in the mirror one morning and I realized, wait a minute, I am that love. I am that light. And as I fasted and learned to eat well and take care of my body, and my body started to feel better, I experienced it even more. I said, wait a minute. Not only am I that love, not only am I that light, that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to be love. I'm here to receive love from that great source of power in the sky, and I'm supposed to bring it here and give it to you. The good news is I'm not alone. I couldn't do it all by myself. So in all of the time, the years that I've wondered where the light is, I first saw it in me. I now see it in you. I'm just here to tell you that you are the love that we're here to experience. Divorce doesn't take it away. Bankruptcy doesn't take it away. A bad education doesn't take it away. Crimes that you may have committed or didn't commit, that doesn't take it away. Illness won't destroy it. I've already told you. Death doesn't destroy it. You are absolute, unconditional, indestructible, unconditional love. When I look beyond each of your eyes, I see those clear beings, those little chalk line beings. I see you all shine. That's what you're here for. Please know that nothing in this realm can ever destroy the love that is you. You are unconditional love. You are here to experience and gain that knowledge and understanding of yourself. That's what I learned from my near-death experience.